This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. But don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity, right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Now look, if you want to get involved in a conversation, there's a gazillion and three ways to do it. One is you can head up to the website, because we have a live chat room going on there, and you can give me your email address. Once a week, I send out an email with the information, stuff we're going to be talking about, that kind of thing. And I want you to be informed. That's really all it is. I just want you to be informed. I want you to know what's going on. All right? And on top of that, you can buy my stuff. I give you a way to, you know, find the book, find the coffee mugs, all that other stuff. And I want you involved. I want you involved in the conversation. I want you involved in helping the show move forward. So again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, there is a bunch of stuff coming at us. It's hard to keep up with it all. I can't keep up with it all, and I do it for a living. So when you see the stuff coming at you about the tax codes and who believes what and who's going to get killed, and when you talk when you talk about those, and the top 1% are going to get the biggest breaks. You know what? Don't listen to the pundits. Don't listen to me. Look it up yourself. Look at what's being said and what's being done for real. And don't just, if you're a Republican, don't just listen to Fox News. If you're a Democrat, don't just tune in to CNN. Don't just tune in to CNN. Go read it. Check out a lot of the middle-of-the-road writers. See who pulls out what. Because you're going to find out that some people are going to key in on things different than you. And you will get a well-rounded look, a well-rounded feel, right, for what's going on. Seriously. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. In the second part, well, after the break, we're going to have... We're going to talk about charter schools. We're going to talk about private schools. We're going to talk about education, different forms of education. Right? I mean, think about it. Is the only way to teach your kid, the only way to teach your child, your student, whatever you want to call them, to send them to a public school, kindergarten through, I don't know, what is it, 12th grade? Is that, no, there's a lot more ways to do it. Some kids require some personal attention, right? Some kids don't, they're self-starters. They move through things that you've all got them. We've all got those kids, or know those kids anyway. So when you think of education, you need to sit down and really decide how your child learns, how he or she learns the best. Seriously. Right? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I just had it up. What did I do with it? God bless it. Anyway, doesn't matter. Oh, I know what it is. What was it, Louis? I don't even know this guy. Louis C.K. I guess he's a comedian of some kind. Right? And he's been accused of sexual misconduct by five women. And all of a sudden, the movie premiere is suddenly stopped. Again, I say, accused. We don't know for sure. Right? And you know, Mrs. Clinton came out, which is kind of funny. She came out and said that, you know, every woman, not today, early on, that every woman who accuses someone of sexual assault, that needs to be looked into, needs to be checked out. Except for the ones that her husband assaulted. In that case, they were all sluts, remember? But here's a New York premiere of Louis C.K.'s upcoming film, I guess, I Love You, Daddy. It was canceled due to unexpected circumstances. The Hollywood Reporter revealed shortly before the New York Times released an article in which five women accused the comedian of being sexually inappropriate with them. Comedians Dana Min Goodman and Julie Wolof told the Times C.K. exposed himself to them in a Chicago hotel room in 2002. Again, why do they wait all these years? I'm not faulting them. I'm just curious. I would love to find out when there's groups of them, and they all kind of talk to each other. They know what's going on. Why do they hide this stuff? Anyway, Abby Schachner shared a similarly disturbing story with the newspaper, telling the Times she heard CK was pleasuring himself on the phone when she was speaking to him in 2003. Comedian Rebecca Corey said CK was inappropriate with her as well. He leaned close to my face and he said, "Hey, can I ask you something?" Oh, God. I said, yes, she told the Times. He asked if I could, can I go to your dressing room so you could watch me pleasure myself? God. You know what? The hard part about this, I can't even imagine somebody doing this. I can't imagine somebody even saying this. These things just are beyond my comprehension. A representative for 50-year-old Louis Starr told the newspaper, "Louis is not going to answer my questions or any of these questions. These are, right? These are not true." I mean, he says they're not true. I'm looking for all the stories at, you know, CNN, MSNBC. I'm looking for all the pundits, the left-leaning pundits, getting on his case for this. I guess not going to happen, right? Because it's a double standard, people. It really is a double standard. If he really assaulted, again, he's been accused. It's alleged. But he's another one. If he really assaulted these women, then he also, as I said the first hour with Judge Roy Moore, needs to be castrated with a dull butter knife. This isn't right. This is a sickness. Hey, I'm Joe, senior host. You've been listening to Real Side, or are listening to Real Side. We'll be back after the break. We're going to talk about different forms of education for your children. We'll be back in a little bit. Just heat up your coffee.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra-large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20.
Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Sick of hair loss, thinning hair, bald spots? Ever thought about hair restoration? It's a life-changing decision. Thankfully, the first step is incredibly easy and absolutely free because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals just how easy and affordable their permanent solution to hair loss really is. Get yours by texting EASY44 to 85850. You'll see for free just how great your hair could look. Plus, we'll also give you a free gift card when you text EASY44 to 85850. Join the men and women all over the country who have come to Bosley, the world's most experienced hair restoration expert, for their permanent solution to hair loss. If you've ever thought about getting your hair back, don't miss this incredible offer. We're giving away an invaluable information kit absolutely free, plus a gift card for $250 off to everyone who texts EASY44 to 85850. That's EASY44 to 85850.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
You want answers!
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
We are back. Hopefully you are too. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Scene. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. And if you're one of those Facebook freaks, we have a live, I keep calling it chat room, but my producer keeps saying it's not a chat room, Joe, it's a feed. Okay, so we have a live feed on Facebook. You know, we do a lot of the stories around here on education, and you know that I'm on a trustee on a school board here in Southern California. And even though I'm on a school board in Southern California, I'm always kind of making fun of the education system because we're doing the same thing that we've been doing for, you know, 150 plus years. It's the same way we teach, very little variations. And I will just say there's a certain group of society that likes that. They like the way it is. It's been the same for 150 plus years. Then there's another group in society that says, hey, you have to keep the kids in school, like Joe Messina, who was bouncing all over the place. I had a great counselor at the time. I don't think the counselors were as bogged down as they are today. He grabbed me by the back of the head and said, Messina, you're obviously not going to college. Let's find something you can do. brought me down to the shop, and I fell in love with everything. You know, tools. We had power tools. That was great. That's what kept me in school. Anyway, so I've become a big fan of what's been called, well, I don't know why they call it this, but what's been called the charter school movement, okay? It just has a weird sound to it, and people don't really know what a charter school is. So I've asked Jeff Brown to join me today. He is one of the founders of Learn for Life, and he has a charter school. Charter cool? Good. Charter, it's a cool school system.
It's very cool. Very cool. Yeah.
It's a charter school system that's prevalent here in California, but also extends throughout the country. And we need to know what your kids don't have to be pigeonholed in a certain way of learning. We need to find out how to teach our kids, how to find their passion, how to help them stay in school and get educated. Jeff, thanks for joining me today. I really appreciate it.
Well, thanks for having me on, Joe. I'm so excited about the charter movement, and I've been involved in it now for, 15 years.
Yeah.
And of course, I started with just the idea that we would be able to reach out and help some students. It's grown really very large as far as California's going, and going throughout the nation, but people don't understand what it is.
Yeah, but let's give, we'll talk about this more as we go on, but let's give some credit here. There are a lot of charter schools that do it poorly and they die. And there are charter schools like yours that, you know, you're constantly looking for that niche. You're constantly looking for that kid. How do I reach that kid who won't come to school because? And you do a very good job at it. What is a charter school, by the way? People don't even know what a charter school is.
Well, that's like saying, what size bus do we have? Charter schools are a variety of different types of styles. There's what they call a comprehensive charter school, which is a seat-based school, very similar to what you're used to seeing for 150 years. But the difference in that is that it's an individual type of learning, and it's not teacher-student ratio is less. There's virtual learning where kids learn on watching a scope, you know, watching Skype and doing that work. Homeschooling. But then our type of program is called personalized learning. And what this does is it reaches out to the students that are at risk, that really can't attend the public schools in the normal system for a variety of reasons. Some of them, it's just maybe a young girl's pregnant or has a child, or a young man has to work and help his family, a young woman is afraid to go to regular schools. So our program is designed to reach those people.
And maybe they're seeking a career. You know, we are in Southern California. There are places where people are having to work at a career as well, correct?
One of the most exciting programs that we have going in our programs is called CTE, Career Technical Education.
My favorite.
Well, the public schools are slowly trying to come back to that, but they're way below the curve. We've been working on this for quite some time now. We recognize that we can provide a diploma. We can give a kid a good education and get him a high school diploma. And then what? Realistically, they're all going to go to the university. I don't think so.
Oh. Hey, some people, you know, in my travels, when we talk about charter schools, people think that a charter school is a private school. It is not a private school, is it?
No, it's a public school. There is no tuition. As a matter of fact, we reach out to get the students in and try to help them with every type of system that we can to enable them to have a career after they leave.
And again, I want to go back to make sure people understand. These are your public tax dollars going to this. This is the same thing as a public school. Virtually no difference between the two, except I would say in some of the schools I've stepped into when it comes to the charter school system, there is you do tailor the learning. You have the ability to tailor the learning to the kids that are coming to the school for that area.
Right? I'll give you an example. We call it personalized learning for a specific reason. When a student comes to us to enroll in our school, we do an assessment test. And in that assessment test, we find out what that student really needs. Are they behind in reading? Are they behind in math? Are they behind in the basics? Core subjects enable them to be able to learn. Now, I don't care what grade they think they're in. It's what they really are. Joe, I've got to tell you something. One of the sad things we find in California, we have so many students that come to us that are technically senior, 16, 17 years old, going on 18 years old, reading at fourth and fifth grade level. Sad. So we program our programs to them. Here's what you need to do before you can move on.
Well, my youngest son, he's already told me he doesn't mind me saying this. He was in a different school district, but I remember him being in the sixth grade. stumbling through what I thought was a sixth grade reading level book. When I went to his counselor, he said that he was fine. He was right there in his grade level. He's the lower end of it, but he's there at his grade level. For whatever reason, I walked out of the counseling office. I walked over to the school library, and I said, what grade level is this book? And she looked at it. She punched a couple things in on the computer. She said, fourth grade level.
Well, you know, we have a problem in I think throughout the United States is moving the kids through. It's just, you know, population growth and trying to get those kids through and say, I don't want to be told that I'm not educating. And frankly, I have empathy for the teacher in her classroom with 40 kids, and every 45 minutes in high school they got to turn them over. How are you going to teach?
Yeah, and that is the, you know, that is that 150-year system I'm talking about, where you go through five, six classes a day, you know, the kids got to grab books, you got to change between classes, and you're right, 45 minutes. What do you got, 10 minutes to take attendance, get the kids to sit down, you know, get them settled in. You take another 10 minutes to go over their homework, right, from the night before, make sure they understood what they were talking about. So what do you really teach in a class like that, 11 minutes?
Well, you teach, what you teach is wait for the bell to ring so you can move to the next class. It's so hard. It's so hard for them. And I appreciate that they're giving an attempt at it. We have to change the system.
Well, and let's be clear. We're not beating up on the traditional public school, comprehensive school system. But there needs to be changes to it, changes that they can't make.
Do you know, young, bright people like you who sit in the front of the class and made that work for them really didn't have a problem in the schools. And obviously, a charter school is not for every student because it does take a certain amount of self-motivation, but it's done because the teachers are sitting with them and care for them. It's very important, Joe.
Yeah, I have dropped in on your system and a few others, and you watch some of the kids that go there. And some of the kids I've spoken with that actually go to a charter school will say, as you said earlier, I'm not comfortable in a regular charter school. I'm not comfortable doing A or B or C. And the fact that they can ask the teacher a question one-on-one, you know, it's a closer-knit education environment. They seem to enjoy that so much more. Hey, we got to go for a quick break. When we come back, though, I want to talk about the oversight of a charter school. What kind of oversight do you go through in the different states? But we'll be back in a minute. We'll talk about that. I'm with Jeff Brown. He's the co-founder of Learn for Life Charter School System. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far. We're talking education. You need to learn something.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Please answer the question.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. You're listening to The Real Side on Genesis Communication Network. Hey, head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's a lot you can do up there. You can find out stations and times and 855-REAL-JOE. Hey, Dad, my dad listens to the show and he always says, you say that number too fast. You know, but Dad, not everybody's 70. You know what I'm saying? I mean, 855-732-5563. If you're driving, don't write it down. You can get it later on. I always appreciate the time you spend with me. If you get the app, if you go to the website when you're at home, not driving in your car, and you get the app, you can actually call from the app. It's a no-brainer. Seriously. Anyway, you know, we talk a lot about education on the show, and I was one of those kids that you had to have guards at the gate to keep me in, not to keep me from getting in. So I just saw no value in education. I couldn't stand sitting there all day long, and at the time, they were still doing education the way they've been doing it for 100 years, but there are so many more options for your kids. And you need to understand that, again, not every child learns the same way. Not every child can sit in a classroom all day. Not every child can be in the same building. You know, I mean, I know they move from class to class to class. I grew up on the East Coast. The buildings were enclosed. It was disgusting because it would be beautiful outside, and we couldn't get outside. In California, we have the luxury of having the classrooms. The kids can move between buildings. Jeff Brown, co-founder of Learn for Life, is with me today, and they've got a large charter school system here in California and throughout the country. And I got to tell you something. What I've seen them do, and I'm sure you're not the only charter school group that is doing a great job, but they're the ones I'm familiar with. What we've seen them do, and I've seen them do with young men and women that can't end up in a comprehensive high school is just phenomenal. I think it is anyway. Jeff, thanks for being with me.
Oh, it's my pleasure, and I really enjoy being able to discuss the charter school movement with you, Joe.
Well, I want to drive the point home. You don't have to. I'm not beating on teachers or educators as a whole. This is a system. This is a system that pigeonholes them into a certain way of doing things and doesn't allow them to be creative as they could be. You agree?
I agree, and I don't think that the system is allowing the teachers that we actually have in the regular system to be able to be as free as they'd like to be. A teacher comes into a program, a regular high school program or elementary school program or whatever, with great intention and really a desire to teach. age, and sometimes they're inhibited by some of the restrictions that are put on legislatively, which really has nothing to do with the education, and they should be able to move. Well, I live in a district, and you're very familiar with it, with a tremendously successful high school and elementary school program, and even with that, there are still students that need a personalized learning program.
Well, you know, it's funny because as this has flushed out over the years, and I've been doing more and more stories about it, until the charter school movement became popular or well-known or really to start getting some legs, it was one of the only government programs that was shoved down our throats that you had no choice. If you lived in this area and you were two blocks from this school, that's the school your child went to. Even if they had a 70% dropout rate. And I was telling you during the break that there was a charter school, the thing that turned me on to this, or made me aware of it, was there was a charter school company that went into an LA unified school. The parents finally took the school over and brought them in, and within 18 months they flipped the graduation rate. You know what the kids said? The kids said the teachers cared, and the school was safe. I felt safe in school.
I'll give you an example of that, and that's really not our type of school, but there is a high school here in Southern California that was taken over by the parents. As a charter school, just as a basic charter school, to take the educational system into their own hands with the same teachers. They didn't fire teachers. With the same teachers, they went from a 52% graduation rate to a 90% graduation rate. Doesn't take a genius to figure out we need some space.
Now, but Jeff, what you'll hear some people say is, yeah, but see, charter schools aren't, they don't have the same oversight that a regular school has. They don't have the same rules that a regular school has. That's why they can just graduate these kids and they do so well.
I would like that person or those group to sit down and take a look at what we have to do. We are so transparent. The oversight is not only state, county, but the districts that we work in have to be able to see what we're doing. Our requirements are as high or higher than the regular school system in order for us to perform. So our students have an opportunity because of the one-to-one student-teacher relationship. Otherwise, the education and the standards are the same. They're the same, Joe.
Yeah. No, I agree. And the other thing is, I'm not stuck in your class 8 hours a day, right? I mean, whether, you know, some kids can pick up really well in an hour or two. I was one of those kids in a lecture hall, didn't have to take notes, but I could regurgitate the whole thing to you. I had other buddies of mine that would walk out of the lecture hall with 8 pages of notes, and they still couldn't remember anything that was said. So we all learn a little differently. Your kids aren't stuck in a classroom 8 hours a day, right?
No, they're not. The requirements of an independent study program, we call it personalized learning in Southern California, but throughout the nation, they're getting more and more aware of an independent study program where a student doesn't have to sit in a class for 6 hours a day and getting bored. And that happens. Yeah. Now, there are students that need the 6 hours a day, and that's great. And if you're doing that, it's fine. But let's reach what the student needs and excite them so they want to come back and take their time.
The one of the areas you brought it up, and you know it's the only reason I even ran for school board, because I saw it going away, was career tech education. In our day, when we used when a tablet was actually a slate and a chisel, when they called it industrial arts for you older guys like myself out there, and it was one of the things that kept me in school. We were doing away with that. Public education was doing away with that as a whole. You'd have to go find a trade school somewhere. But you've got to find a passion of these kids young, and your charter system has actually gone down that road of firing up some career tech ed programs, correct?
Oh, we have so many right now, and we're constantly growing with them. We have, actually, we purchased a print shop so that the students could learn to work in retail portion of it, the actual printing portion of it, distribution portion of it. We have a Cisco program with, as far as computers, where the kid takes the computer, takes it apart, puts it back together, and gets a certification. That student could leave high school with a certification and get a $35,000 a year job walking out of high school. We also are working with internships with various businesses throughout the community to get these students to understand, I want to be a beautician. Really? Well, let's work there for 6 weeks and see if we really want to cut here. But we're giving opportunity, and the kids need that. Joe, 17% of our kids are going to go to the university. 17%. Now, it would be nice and no child left behind and we can all go there. But then what? who's going to take care of all the other trades that we need to be taken care of? So we try to find out what that student's interested in, what they're excited for, and give them an opportunity to try it.
And the kids coming into that program, you know, I'm gonna hang on this for a second because, you know, I love this stuff. The kids that come in on that program, can you actually see the change in their attitude towards being at school, towards learning, towards education as a whole?
Yeah, we were talking about the student that is required to come to school and sit 6 hours a day, and then they have to do this and that. Well, when I get kids excited in these programs, I can't get them out of the school. So it's a whole different program.
Well, you know what's really funny is, again, when I went to school with they did to me, my guidance counselor, a very smart guy, he gave me English, math, and science for my first three classes. And then I had, now, 3 hours of school, but I had another 3 hours where? In the shop classes.
Right.
And that's why I came. If I came late, he wouldn't let me go to my shop class. So guess what I was always on time for was my English class first thing in the morning.
We have a system in California where you have to have a certain amount of credits in order to graduate. And it could be anywhere from 140, depending on the circumstances, to 215. The problem with that is you have two types of credits. You have what they call core subjects, which are what you just said, mm-hmm. your old reading, writing, arithmetic.
Mm-hmm.
Or you have electives. Now, electives are a thing that you get a credit for, but you may not have learned anything. We strive that if you're going to be in our program, as far as your career tech, you better have your core subjects down too.
Yeah. So, and that's what I want people to understand is that, again, this might be an alternative learning style, but it's not.
It's called learning.
Yeah. But it's not a substandard learning. I want people to understand that because, you know, I believe in you, and I know you do too. We believe in a public education system. The problem is, again, you have to have different styles for different kids.
You know, Joe, you mentioned earlier that all charter schools aren't that good. There are other ones that are not that good. We know that. We try to police ourselves. By the same token, there are a tremendous amount of great public education schools that are functioning well. It's the ones that aren't that we need to help. And we're not their competitors.
No.
We should be their partners.
No, I've noticed that about a few of you that I've spoken with. You don't see yourself as competitors.
No, we're partners. We're reaching out to help out.
Yeah. All right, so when we come back from the break, though, what I want to hit on is, and I'm not beating on the NAACP, but it's quite interesting, and again, I've been working on education for the show now. The show's 8 years old, but we really got heavy in education 5 or 6 years ago, and bring people in that are part of these groups, part of these cities, part of these towns. Interestingly enough, the NAACP is trying to squelch the charter school movement. I want to talk to you about that on the other side of the break. People need to know about it, and they need to know where they're getting their numbers and information. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN. Don't go far. We're talking education. You need to hear this. If you have, well, even if you don't have children, you have grandchildren, you need to hear this. We'll be right back.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families.
choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to WWMDfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's WWMDfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply, or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now, earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Tell you a couple of nitwits.
Ow, we are back. You're listening to The Real Side. You know, I don't think you can make music like that anymore. Isn't that, don't they call that misogynistic or something? I mean, calling a woman a brick house? Seriously. Anyway, I'm Trump, senior host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. We're talking education on the show today, or on this particular segment. And, you know, again, every kid is a little different. We all know that. I have four children, and you would never know they were from the same parents. They're so different. They learn differently. They act differently. They react differently. And we had to find different ways to get them excited about education. So I've asked Jeff Brown to join me today. He's one of the co-founders for Learn for Life, and it's a charter school program, a charter school group that very, very prevalent here in California, but also across the country as well. And Jeff, again, thanks for being with me today.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Jeff.
You know, one of the reasons I reached out to you again was NAACP is looking for a moratorium on charter schools across the country, not just in certain areas, but across the country. And I'll say this, because I don't mind doing it. I'm livid at what I see happening across this country when, you know, Washington, D.C. at one time had more charter schools than public schools, and then And they were doing great. They had actually flipped the dropout rate, and the kids felt safe, and they loved it. And the parents were up in arms because when a new administration came in, they cut out that whole system. Made absolutely no sense. We see the same thing happening in Chicago. They've got some of the worst graduation rates in Chicago. They have some of the highest paid teachers. So from Joe Messina to the public, let me tell you what. You telling me that money makes a difference, that we need to spend more money in our education systems, that is just flat out wrong. If you look at what's being spent in some areas, horrendous amounts of money, and they've got some of the worst education programs around. What the NAACP is fighting is exactly the program that's helping people in their areas, in their group that they've been fighting for years. Why would they do that?
Joe, let's put it this way. I'm very disappointed in the position that the NAACP has taken, because 85% of the students that attend our school are minority students. African-American students, Hispanic students are in our school. 85%. So
wow.
the group that actually is getting the best results from what we do are the communities that really are the NAACP folks. So I would like to take this opportunity to invite the NCAA folks to come visit their local charter school. Not what you see on some report that you got from people who are anti-charter, but come visit. Walk into our charter schools. You don't even need to have an appointment. Come on down, walk in any charter school in the United States of America, walk in, meet them, and then tell me that this is not a good program. Folks, you don't understand it.
Yeah, no, they don't.
I'm getting a little upset, that's okay, Joe.
Well, you and I have the same passion for these kind of things, and we grew up kind of in the same way and what have you. And a lot of kids in my neighborhood didn't finish school. You know, they had to go to work for mom and dad. There was no alternative for them. These kids belong to families who just came over from Italy. Parents barely spoke English, but they had a small store or a small business. There was no way for them to learn. And some of these kids went back afterward. If they had had a charter school type of program that they could have gone to, those kids could have gotten educated while helping out their parents. And we were in the north end of Boston in the 70s was referred to as the Bangladesh of the United States. We had more people per square mile than any place else in the country. Very poor. I would have loved to have had that program then.
I'm going to tell you a little quick story about the charter movement and how it happened to us. I started 15 years ago with just a thought. There were 9 of us and 50 students. 15 years later, I have 30,000 students that we are serving now. And the majority of our students are in the lower income areas. I would ask the NCAA folks to come down to South Central Los Angeles, to Watts, to the areas that we are serving diligently, and watch those kids fight gang lines to come to our schools. So, come on, guys. Get serious. This is a good program.
Well, and that school in L.A. that I was specifically talking about, the parents and the students, if you want them to draw a common thread through that interview at the time, every one of them said, we feel safe. We're coming to school because we feel safe now.
We sent out a survey to our parents and our students to fill out why did they come to school, what do they feel about, and what do you love your teacher, and all that sort of good stuff. But number one was safety. Number one. That's amazing.
And I don't know. It's to me, when it comes to our kids, we give more time, I'll say, to social issues than hunkering down and giving our kids the basic, you know, we're screaming about jobs, we're screaming about what people are getting paid, you know, we're screaming about all these things that come all the way back to education, and then we joked about it in the beginning, but reading, writing, arithmetic. How about we get our kids understanding, you know, how to add, how to subtract, what it means to show up to work, like your career tech ed program. Let's just go back to the printing thing. They've got to do estimates, right? They've got to lay out a plan. They've got to logically think it through as to how they're going to get it done. They've got to order supplies. All those things also help you in daily life. We don't do that in school anymore.
I had a really sad experience yesterday, as a matter of fact. I went into one of the little local stores to buy something, and the gal told me that it was $1.77 was my change. So I gave her 2 cents. And I said, she said, well, what do I do? I said, you give me $1.75. Now, I felt so bad for this young girl. She was trying to work. She was trying to have a job. She worked in a little, it was one of those 99-cent style stores. She couldn't make the difference between, when I gave her the 2 cents, it confused her. I'm not going to let that happen. I'm not going to accept that. And I think anyone out there listening, make sure that your student is in school. Make sure that they're learning and make sure that they work. And if they're not, get a hold of your charter school and let them work with you.
So, Jeff, in this system or the charter school system, as we've been talking about, independent study. Some kids only in California, you were telling me they're only required to show up one day a month. But you don't use
No, even I don't believe that, that the student can learn one day. No, when we started the program, we recognized that was kind of. It was really based on a home study program where they had a mentor, each of the kids and the parents with the teachers. So we set up a program where the student had to come more than once a week. And then we, as I said earlier, we find out that as the kids get more and more excited about it, they're coming and they're staying. Incidentally, we are really getting very involved in sports now, too. We're putting sports programs back so that the kids have that physical opportunity and the communication. Remember, they're coming by themselves. So they're dedicated. And you're going to find that these kids are not losers. They're strong.
Oh, no. I've spoken to some of those kids. I know where they're at. Now, this is almost like you called it independent study, but for some people who are very pro-homeschool, but they really don't feel like they have the ability to homeschool or they don't really understand how to homeschool, this could be or it can be used as a hybrid type of system where they can homeschool their kids to a certain degree and bring them into the charter school system, right?
Actually, that's true. We deal with a lot of homeschool people, and it's, I could homeschool up to about fifth grade, and then I wouldn't be able to teach my student and my son or daughter anything. But so these are available. That he can bring the student in and the student can learn. But more than that, it gives that parent a way to learn how to teach their kids. And we have programs for that. When that student reaches junior high school level, homeschooling is not really there. They need a place to go. And they can go back to the comprehensive school, but that's a shock to them.
Yeah, you went by that for me too fast. See, people have to understand too. So if you feel like your kid's falling behind, I would have rather given you the money, but when my son got behind, we talked about where he was at with his grade reading level. I brought him to a learning system. It cost me $13,000 to get my son where he. And I'll tell you what, the school couldn't figure out he couldn't read. I figured out he couldn't read, okay? And once I got his reading stuff taken care of, guess what went away? His behavioral issues went away.
We talk about reading and math as the two critical areas. Well, if they might be really good at math, but if you can't read the question, you don't know how to do the answer. So, no, reading is extremely important. The student wants it. You know, we have a term that they use, at risk. Now, when you hear at risk, what do you think? You really think of a gangbanger? You think about it? No, they're at risk of not graduating high school. So I like to change that. Folks out there, let's call it at need. Let's give these kids what they need.
And that's the other thing, too. If your child is going to high school or junior high school, and they're just a little behind on credits or having a hard time catching up or doing whatever, the charter school is a great opportunity for them to jump in there for a year or however long, right?
Right. As a matter of fact, that's why I talked to earlier about we're going to cooperate. We're your partner. So a student could come to us for a year, 2 years, go back to their regular school, graduate with their peers, catch up on what they need to do. And we encourage that. If you really want to our statistics, 85% of our students graduate. But not all from just us. 54% graduate from us. 30%, 31% go back to their regular school to graduate. And the others, unfortunately, cool. Just don't make it.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know what? We have that in the regular comprehensive public school system. Look, even if you don't know whether you're near a school like Learn for Life, you want to head out on the website. That's Learn for the number four. Let's not be stupid here. Learnforlife.org or 877-360-LEARN. 877-360-LEARN. Come on, learn. I have to tell you to spell that.
You could come to our school, Joe.
Yeah, and learn how to spell it. I think that'd be great. But even if they don't have a school near you, maybe they can help you find a school. Jeff, you know, I'm in education. I appreciate what you guys do. I actually appreciate what most charter school systems do for the kids because you need an alternative learning way. So thanks for being with me today. Very much appreciate it. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You've been listening to The Real Side on GCN. There's a lot more tomfoolery after the break.